views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. Today, we're going to talk with Acharya Shunya. She's the author of Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom. She's a renowned Ayurveda trailblazer. With this new book, it's a treasury of lifestyle teachings and wellness practices for every part of your day. Acharya Shunya is one of the extraordinary teachers of the living embodied wisdom of Ayurveda. She transmits it through the roots of her ancient family lineage, as well as throughout her newest book, and in which Shunya awakens the power to abiding health, all naturally with ease. Shunya is the driving force behind Vedika Global, a wisdom school dedicated to awakening health and consciousness by illuminating the sciences of Ayurveda, yoga, and Vedanta. She is the president of the California Association of Ayurvedic Medicine and is advisor to several noteworthy national and international organizations, including to the Government of India on International Ayurveda and Yoga Affairs. She was recognized as one of the top 100 trailblazers of Ayurveda and yoga in America by Spirituality and Health magazine in 2015 and awarded for her distinguished services in Ayurveda and yoga by the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco. So, welcome, Shunya.
Wonderful to be here.
Yes, well, tell us first about you, a little bit about you and your journey, how you got, and briefly, because I know it's probably a very long story, how you got to where you are now, and about your own training in Ayurveda.
Well, you know, Ayurveda is called the science of life, Chris, and it teaches us how to be healthy, mind, body, soul. It's a sister science of yoga. And I was really fortunate that I was born in a family that goes back several generations of, you know, living this knowledge of Ayurveda and its sister sciences of yoga and Vedanta, which teaches us that we really, you know, belong to a radical oneness, that, you know, our consciousness is really one. So all these sciences were given to me as a child, and I'm really fortunate, Chris, that due to my own physical illness, that, you know, because of which I had a lot of body pain as a kid, but because I could recover from that and become healthy in mind and body, I became committed to it, and now I'm an ambassador and an author and a teacher. I guess that should suffice. It is a long journey, and it goes back thousands of years, but very, very pertinent to me.
Absolutely. Yes, and your mentor in the book, you share so many stories of what your grandfather really passed on this knowledge to you as a child, sitting on his lap, just, you know, sharing bits of wisdom of true living.
Truly, you know, when I was writing the book, Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom, I thought, well, I'm an authority. I'm the president of the California Wide Association of Ayurvedic Medicine. I advise the Government of India. I could just take on that voice. But then my inner child just leapt forward, and she said, well, I want to write too. And that's how the book really became magical for me too, as I was writing it. And even as I'm mentioning it, gave me goosebumps, because I could then revisit the time where my beloved Baba, my grandfather, this beautiful angelic being with a long flowing white beard and loose clothes, would just, you know, talk to me and in very simple terms, teach me the wisdom of how to be healthy and hopeful. So it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was, what age did you move to the United States, and how did that influence your perception of health?
Well, obviously, I moved here due to karma, I think. You know, my husband and I, my husband came here, you know, for work, and then I followed, and I didn't know if this is going to be, you know, where I live for the rest of my life. But I'm still here several decades later, and I recognize that even though the United States has is a more affluent economy and has great technology, but there's not so much greater health. I mean, people are lost, they're busy, they're stressed out, and emotionally lonely. And I felt, and I have now found that Ayurveda is as effective in India as it is, in here as it is in India, in fact, even more, because Ayurveda, you know, wants to teach us a lifestyle that helps us be all we want to be, but without the attending stress, if I may say so. So very relevant for today's times and needs, I would say.
So I would love for you to talk a little more about the book. And what does Ayurveda mean?
You know, Ayurveda comes from a Sanskrit word, Chris, and it means, Ayur means life and Veda means the wisdom of. And I really love it because it tells us that we're not only just biological, physiological beings, but we're also emotional and spiritual beings. And so Ayurveda wants to teach us human beings how to become conscious, how to become mindful, and then how to connect with nature. And her biorhythms, her biocircadian rhythms, you know, solar rhythms, lunar rhythms, seasonal rhythms, so that we can kind of be more natural in our transition through life, through age, through our moods, and not just, you know, create bubbles that, you know, we think that, oh, well, it's dark outside. How does it matter? I can spend as much time as I want on the internet because I, the human being, has discovered electricity or the internet. But the fact of the matter is that nature has switched off, you know, something in the sky for us to be more introverted and to be quieter and to go to bed by 10 p.m. possibly. And then as people do that, they actually get healthy. There is a reason why nature is behaving in certain orchestrated rhythms. And the more we are away from that rhythm, the more sick we get. So really beautiful how Ayurveda wants us to, it doesn't address the Hindu, it doesn't address somebody who's a vegetarian. It just wants to address a conscious, seeking human being and to connect with something bigger. How does that sound, Chris?
Well, great. Although I know in our lifestyle here, this is difficult for people, you know, especially if you live with someone who's a night owl and all that. And I know in your book, you talk about getting up before the sun. And, for some of us, you know, that's hard to, and I like how you write about it in the book is like waking up before the sun arise, like to welcome the sun.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true. And I too am a, you know, mom, and I have, you know, my husband, and I have dogs. And, you know, but I think something, a permission that I gave myself is that, you know, I'm going to be a cheerleader for me. And though I will be in these different relationships, but these are my secondary relationships, and the primary relationship that I want to entertain is with myself, with a capital S. And for that, if I need to have a different date or trust with nature, then that's what I'm going to do. And so gradually, within my own relationship, I saw how I was, you know, kind of being walking step in step with my partner. But later I had to say to him, look, I eat at this time, but I still love you. I walk at this time by myself in solitude, though I love you. And I wake up in the morning and I have these sacred time meditating, contemplating, or opening my heart to this rising sun. And by the way, I do love you, but guess what? I love me too. And I think this has really changed who I am. I'm full, I'm complete, I'm not dependent on my relationships to complete me. And somehow they too feel they like the healthier, happier, more cheerful version of me. So I guess Ayurveda is for people who want to take it up for their life, for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find it difficult to get to sleep before my husband comes to bed. So that would take some getting used to, getting some discipline of, okay. And I do know if I stay up past 11, it's like I re-wake up. And so there's something to that. Well, if you were to summarize the essence of Ayurveda into one single word, what would that be?
Balance. That's what I would say. An excess of anything harms us. And so what is that excess and what do those symptoms look like in food, in sleep, in sex, in our seasonal behaviors? And what does balance look like and what can we expect and how to employ it in our life? Mm-hmm. Balance would be the word.
Yeah, that's great. And you offer lots of tips and things that people can do to bring that balance back. I mean, I don't know, our Ayurveda, it seems very complex, but because you have all these, there's three of this and there's three of this and it feels like there's lots to learn. But one of the things that you mentioned in your book, it's a best kept secret of humanity. So if it's a secret, what have we been missing?
I think what we've been missing is that what Ayurveda has been saying is that health is our birthright. And in most systems of medicine, even Eastern systems of medicine, health is like a fixed commodity that we lose with every encounter with germs, infection, disease, or physical or mental trauma. And it's just something, you know, it's like a losing pile of treasure and it's irretrievable. But Ayurveda has said that actually health is a natural state. And no matter what we're going through, if you're alive, by leading a beautiful lifestyle that I have described in my book, actually health is a whole different, experience, and that it's going to manifest and emerge within us. This is a secret because this deals not with intervention medicine, but with creative, and manifesting medicine. And this is new.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and come back and learn a lot more about that. So
Absolutely.
Come back and we'll listen more to Shunya about the Ayurveda lifestyle wisdom.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Acharya Shunya, author of Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom. And Shunya, so let's talk about how Ayurveda defines health and even how it helped your own health. You said you had a childhood health issue, and I'm assuming from what you said, you're a very healthy person now.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up in my early teens, I started noticing pain and inflammation in my sacroiliac joint, and then I couldn't walk. And, you know, and after a while, this pain took over my entire body. And I remember this time, I was maybe 16 or 17, I was in pain. And that was a time when, you know, when you're a teenager, you tend to want to walk away with some of the traditions or treasures that you've grown up with. You somewhat take them for granted. It was an important phase of my life where I was kind of groping in the dark and dealing with pain, as we all remember those years of angst for some reason. And, you know, I was crying in my bed and, you know, my baba, my grandfather, my teacher, stroked my hair and looked at me with great compassion. And I turned around and I said, I can't walk. I mean, I was stating the obvious. Obviously, he knew, but he hadn't forced anything on me. And then he just smiled and said, and then why not fly? And I don't know why, Chris, but I got it. What he meant was, don't focus on what you want to overcome, focus on what you want to become. And, you know, since then, I really feel I've been flying, because he didn't say anything, I didn't say anything, but then I just started getting up earlier in the morning, going through the morning routines that I've laid down in my book about oiling my body. I kind of just went back to some of those routines. And bit by bit, I could walk again. I had less pain. And I turned 50 a few months ago, and I'm running now. You know, so it's like I do still have a condition. And many years later, it was diagnosed that it was cool to find out what's going on. And I found out that, oh, I do have a genetic condition, and this is an autoimmune condition, and then this does put people in wheelchairs or whatever. But, you know, I'm just working on my wings. And, you know, one of the definitions of health is that it can't just be body. If you're experiencing something in the body, it also has to do with your emotions. It also has to do with your spirit. And back then, when I had manifested all this pain, it was because I had not processed completely the early death of my mother for traumatic reasons. You know, she was born with, a very weak heart. She only had a short life. And so I hadn't really processed it. So I had unprocessed emotions. I had hit teenage. So there were all those hormones raging through me. And for whatever reasons, I was not harmoniously integrated in my being. Excuse me, that was my dog showing his non-harmony here. So, but gradually, you know, so Ayurveda says that you are, you know, let's look for balance in all of these areas. And so that is what I do on an ongoing basis, not only with myself, but with, you know, every student of mine who, you know, comes through our various teaching programs and through our teaching clinics. For example, I have the story of Brittany Barrett, a 22-year-old girl who had met me with a serious condition of ulcerative colitis. She was like on 22 prescriptive drugs at that time, medicine, to deal with it. And she had to, you know, move in with to her parents' home and live near a bathroom, a restroom, so she could just go. And every time there would be blood in her mouth. And when I met her once again, I gave her a mind, body, soul prescription. I asked her to eat certain foods in her diet. So I gave her five things. I asked her to drink an Ayurvedic buttermilk recipe that you make on your own, which is in my book. I asked her to eat a certain lentil, green gram lentil recipe, which is in my book. I asked her not to eat certain things. And then I asked her to take a walk and gift herself flowers every day. And I asked her to create an altar, like a beautiful space where she could greet her own spirit and meditate. Within a few weeks, her bowel movements had reduced from several to few, and within a year she was off of all medicine, and now she herself is promoting Ayurveda and holistic living, and you know, is leading a full life. So it's not just my life that has changed and I just got, you know, convinced and I became an ambassador for it, Chris. This is like I'm seeing it again and again and again, and that's why throughout my book I've written these stories of these real people that people can meet. If they visit my foundation here in California, Vedika Global, these are real people who've now become students or teachers or ambassadors or clinicians at my foundation because this science changed their life. So the well-kept secret, going back to what the question you had raised, who knew that somebody with, you know, my condition, which says it's incurable, or with Brittany Barrett's condition, which is incurable, there was still the secret of health that was throbbing deep inside her. It was latent, and we just needed to lead a certain lifestyle, which includes yoga and meditation and a diet, to bring it forward, to unlock the doors to that secret and let it flow. So, you know, I feel like this is probably the best part, that we don't just have to think of fighting disease, but of blossoming health.
Yeah, you have a You have a quote in your book that instead of saying like I have health or I want health, to say I am health, and that has to do with that. What you said in the beginning, it's our birthright to have health, and we forget that. That's one of the things you talk about in your book is forgetting, a spiritual forgetfulness.
Yeah. Spiritual forgetfulness, yeah. Yeah, we forgot that we are spirit, not just the body and mind. And the body and mind are only our instruments. They are like our vehicles in which we are the royal passenger. And the spirit by nature is healthy. And when I say I am health, and I wrote that as a contemplation in my book, I mean, I didn't just write it after reading it from a book. I mean, I use it. If I have an ache or pain, like a short twinge even in my shoulder or neck, or, you know, because my body still has it, even a twinge comes up, I just drop everything to go sit down quietly and just three breaths with I am health. What's this going on? Because my nature is health. I've seen a reduction just through the change in my mental thoughts around the pain. And now we have all this science of neuroplasticity and positive thinking and all of that now to confirm what Ayurveda has been saying all along, that health is your true nature. And if you're experiencing pain or loose stools or acne or even cancer, it's really only a sign of imbalance. And bringing it back to balance by leading your day a day in such a way, so my quote is, a well-lived day is a medicine unto itself. Just live your day according to the wisdom of Ayurveda, and within days, you will start noticing more energy, more vitality, a better state of mind, decreased symptoms. And you know, this happened to me, and this happened to people around my teacher in India, and I was like, wait, was I living in some kind of a Harry Potter world? You know, this is 21st century California. I need to check this out for myself. So then for the last two decades, that's what I've done. For the last 10 years, I've had a school with, you know, several nonprofit clinical, you know, projects going on right here in the heart of Silicon Valley. I have, you know, had a private practice. So all this, all these things showed me again and again that what I knew about Ayurveda is true, and there, I just have thousands and thousands of experiences reconfirming that, oh my God, this is not wisdom that's just kind of piecemealing its philosophy and trying to find itself. This is really ancient, tried and tested, real-time wisdom that works. And from thyroid conditions to of difficult weight loss to infertility to mental depression and paranoia, in every which way, we instituted the same lifestyle, and we found that health manifested. So this was like too much. And then I wrote this book because I know I can't keep talking about it. This book will live beyond me, and it's going to carry the message of this radical hope in every home. And it's doing that. So
well, that's wonderful. And you know, and you talked, this is not just about, I mean, health is not just about the physicality. It's spiritual, it's emotional, it's holistic of looking on all aspects. You know, like you said, you had to look at your emotional issues with your mother passing in order to get well. And so a lot of these things, they stick in our body and create the illness. And so when we can address it, is what you're saying, but also with practices, and a lot of what you're talking about is self-care. You know, that practices in self-care, which is paying attention to your sleep. And when we come back, maybe you can give us some clues on how to, you know, sleep is a problem. A lot of people don't get enough sleep. We're so active during the day that, so when we come back, we'll talk more about how you can improve your sleep and perhaps other tips for a healthier lifestyle. So stay tuned. We'll be back to talk to Shunya.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You know that feeling in your gut, that tiny whisper in the back of your ear, the tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Acharya Shunya, author of Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom. Hey, first, Shunya, please share your website so people can find out about your work and your book.
Yeah, they can go to my name, which is acharyashunya.com, or they can go to my foundation's website where I do all my classes and stuff, which is Vedika Global, V-E-D-I-K-A global.org. Or they could just search my name, Acharya Shunya, and I'm sure they'll find me in today's well-connected world.
Yes, great. Okay, so how is your book different? I mean, there's lots of books on Ayurveda out there, and I know because we've been chatting, and I've read a lot of your material that your book is different, and I think even the title kind of speaks to it being different, but that it's lifestyle wisdom. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more on what your book has to offer that's different.
Oh, yeah, if anybody has read any other Ayurveda book or they plan to pick up any other Ayurveda book, probably my book will stand out completely different, and it's on purpose because, Chris, when I first came to America more than 2 decades ago and I looked at other Ayurveda books, I realized that someone, not sure who, but someone who first began translating Ayurveda's knowledge into the Western idiom, started focusing on energy types. Just like Chinese medicine has qi, Ayurveda has a concept called dosha, which is similar to qi. And based on dosha, we can have mind-body types or dosha types. And so 99% books focus on the dosha types and then also on, like, you know, a quiz to first determine what you are. And most books will spend 85% to 90%, you know, real estate on talking about doshas, diagnosing your doshas, and then only like, you know, maybe 10% or 5% on lifestyle. Whereas in my book, I realized that, gosh, that's not the way you have to do it. It's so tedious to diagnose your dosha, and it's really unclear. And back in India, in the traditional way, most people did not know their dosha type. They only knew the seasons. They knew the time of the day. They knew how to apply oil on their body or, you know, make a mask with marigolds and apply them on their face. So where is all that knowledge, which is applicable to everyone, whether you know your, you know, energy type or not? And there is no error of going wrong if you just by chance didn't know how to answer the question in the quiz. So my book, you know, has, what, 396 pages on the actual wisdom, the applicable wisdom that works for old and young, you know, dying or healthy, you know, man or woman, no matter who you are and what's your energy type, it works for you. And only 4 pages on doshas because my publisher said, well, some people may just look for it. So I wrote there saying it's optional. Because really, you know, I'm from a classical school of thought, and I know that the knowledge of the energy types and the energy is really domain knowledge, and it belongs to practitioners. So when you go to a practitioner, they should have gone to school for several years, done their homework, they can take your pulse, and then they can fine-tune and give you a prescriptive medicine. But when it comes to wisdom, let's open all the doors. It doesn't matter what's your energy type. You know, you're the fiery one or the windy one or the watery one. It doesn't matter. You just start leading your life from, you know, before the sun rises until 10 p.m. and try to bring in 30%, 40%, 50%, whatever you can. Begin eating seasonally, which is, again, universal for everyone, and not get boxed in an energy-type food, then you're good to go. Because I found so many people, Chris, who were just, like, bored of eating one kind of diet. And I'm like, who put you on this 10 years ago? And this is inhuman. I really want you to eat a seasonal buffet every time the earth rotates around the sun some more. You can be eating one kind of diet forever and ever. So honestly, I could have written a very political and angry book around what happened, but instead I wrote a soft and invitational book saying, okay, let's start again. Let's breathe. Let's, begin with wisdom. Let's not work too hard. Let's keep it simple.
Well, there's a lot of information out there too about the seasonal eating and eating locally, and we can, because of our global eating and our food comes from everywhere, we're able to eat all year round. We can get oranges all year round. We can get so many things all year round that we've lost that knowledge of what is seasonal. Well, I have a question because I'm curious. When you brought up a mask of marigold, what is that, and how do you make a mask of marigold, and what does that do for you?
Well, marigolds are in season, and, they love the hot weather. And marigolds are beautiful anti-blemish ingredients, nature's botanicals, which are our friends. So if you have, red skin, blotchy skin, summer skin. So summer grows its own medicine in the form of marigolds. So it does a couple of things. We can take the falling blossoms and take over the petals and just grind them up in a mortar and pestle, mix it with some milk, or we can mix it with honey. If you have oily skin, we can mix the petal paste with honey, and if we have dry skin, with milk, or just water if you're unsure, and just apply that, except for the eye area, everywhere on your skin and neck, even chest, and within 10 minutes, you can wash it off, and you will find that your skin is less red, less blotchy. And if we do a regular usage of it, and it can be like, three times a week even. And when I was younger, I would even do it daily. And, I do have decent skin, and I think I can thank marigolds for it. And, your skin will just turn around. And you can even eat the marigolds. You can take those petals and steep them in hot water and drink it. It actually helps weight loss. We can also garnish our sautéed vegetables or meats with marigolds, and it reduces acid reflux and gas. So, in Ayurveda, I have a whole section on beauty in my book. Don't apply anything on your body that you can't eat, because your cells are also eating everything. They're ultimately absorbing things, and they're entering your blood circulation. So, that's why I've given hundreds of years old recipes from my own lineage that are working for people. And so, and then there's another special thing about marigolds. In Ayurveda, there's a Sanskrit word called hridya, which means it actually enhances your well-being. So if you have marigolds in your garden, try and go and stoop down on them and just inhale them in. Feel them all the way to your heart, and they act as antidepressants. You can also string a garland and wear it, and your mood will uplift. And, of course, the tea will help you, and the face pack will make you fall in love with yourself. So there are all these things that are being ignored in Ayurveda, and all we are just focusing on is, oh, my God, keep that energy train in balance. And that was just too much work. So grow your marigolds, drink your tea, wear a face pack, have a life. And that's Ayurveda that I want to teach, and it's working.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't usually buy marigolds, and I sort of have a pink, purple, fuchsia color scheme in my flower area. I have a lot of pots in my backyard. And this year, I put in several marigolds. And that color yellow, or that yellow-orange that you get marigolds, it does uplift. You look at them and go, oh, I'm so glad I put marigolds in this summer. It does, so now I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to make a tea, and I'm going to make a face mask. So it's just great. Well, how about sleep, helping people with sleep?
Yeah, this is really fun, because sleep, sex, and food, these are considered as the three pillars of an Ayurveda-inspired healthy lifestyle, and we must look for areas of balance. We want to bring balance in these three areas. That's why I have dedicated chapters on food, sleep, and sex in my book. For sleep, it's so important because if we don't sleep, you know, we fall apart gradually and our immune system collapses, so it's really important. Well, Ayurveda has a couple of things that I tried and tested and really work. One of them is if one is not intolerant or adverse to drinking cow milk, then I would suggest buying organic, you know, cow milk, boiling it and shaking a little nutmeg powder to it and, you know, sipping that 30 minutes before going to bed. Now, cow milk is a natural sleep aid, and nutmeg enhances sleep even further. And I actually have a recipe called Spice Milk Recipe, which has, I think, become internationally famous because I receive emails from, you know, Sweden to Singapore to wherever about this recipe and how it works. So I would love people to, you know, if nothing else, if they don't end up buying the book, at least they could boil some cow milk. You know, almond milk is something that might work for people who don't drink milk, the animal mammal milk, but cow milk is best. Another thing is try warming, like, you know, two tablespoons of sesame oil. One can buy sesame oil online or in Asian stores or even regular, I think, grocery stores. And just warm it slightly and then give your feet a nice caressing massage, nothing heavy duty. Then apply a little oil on your ear and then on the top of your head, right there on your crown chakra, right there, apply like a few drops. Of course, next day you might want to shampoo, but that night, as if your mother or some caregiver is applying the oil to you. So give yourself a blast of love while you're doing that. And so these two things really help. I might advise wearing a pair of socks in case you have expensive sheets. But apart from that, you know, these two things knock you out. And I want to share a funny story, Chris, that somebody who was going to write a magazine editorial, like a review of my book, had been sent by my publisher. This book, my publisher, Sounds True, had sent them an advanced copy of Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom. And then they were going to interview me before writing about it. And she said, you know, she sounded a real, somebody in her late years, you know, been there, done that kind of person. And she said, when I received your book, Shunya, I was like, oh my God, why do people have to write so much? It's a big book. But then I went straight to sleep because I haven't slept in 25 years. And I was like, oh boy, bad news. She's not going to be happy. But then she said that she slept that same night because she drank that milk and applied that oil. And it's been 5 days and she's been sleeping. So she wrote a very good review.
Yeah, it works. I know I have a little sleep problem, and sometimes if I can't get to sleep, I've been going downstairs and having a bowl of cereal. The milk, I know, calms me, so I might try your recipe. So we have taken another break, so stay tuned. We'll come back and talk more with Shunya.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking about the Ayurveda lifestyle wisdom with Acharya Shunya. And Shunya, let's talk about how, you know, I mean, this is such a different message for people. It's comes from another culture in India. So I imagine there's some resistance because it's not a Western lifestyle necessarily. And so what can people do even just to make, what would be the first thing to do, just make one change or how to take steps to embrace the most important things to guide people on this path of health that you teach?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked me that question, Christina, because, you know, it would be really sad if, you know, people didn't open this gift thinking that it was not for them, it was not addressed for them, it belonged to someone else. But actually, Ayurveda is universal wisdom. And there is not only Ayurveda for human beings, but there is also Vrikshaveda for trees, Hastaveda for elephants. So ancient beings in India, sages, you know, men and women of great knowledge and wisdom, you know, gave us this gift of Ayurveda, but it was for all beings, irrespective of who we worship, what we look like, what we eat. One doesn't even have to be a vegetarian necessarily to follow this, because it really looks at all of nature and suggests us diet based on a lighter diet if we need to lose weight or lighten up, or a more nourishing diet if you want to gain weight. So these are very scientific principles, and it's not culturalized. And, you know, and then people like me come in handy who, you know, who are global and in our consciousness. And so we translate that wisdom that may have emerged in a certain language, but it's really meant for, you know, global consumption and global benefit. And so what I've done, because I live here in California and I work with, you know, all people from all walks of life and all countries and all cultures. So what I've tried to do in my book is make it really applicable and, you know, simple for application in day-to-day life. Because what's the point of ancient wisdom if it's not applicable in our daily life right now here in America today? And, you know, and I would say that, you know, though it's a book, it's like 400 pages almost, but it's really a Bible, and you never will need to buy another book on Ayurveda lifestyle wisdom. Once you get hooked, and you get hooked just by taking maybe one practice at a time, maybe trying that one recipe or that one marigold face back, and that works, and it becomes integrated to, you know, your life, and then you tell your sisters or granddaughter or nieces about it. Everybody's talking about it. Then you turn another page, and you go to a topic of interest, such as maybe you need help with, you know, more sexual energy, or maybe you need, you know, more improved digestion. So you just turn to that page. And so the wisdom is right there for you, thousands of years old wisdom condensed and put forward in a creative narrative manner right there for you, which was my intention. I really wanted to give this to every being, and I'm just, you know, happy that it's making its way. Hopefully people will then not have resistances after listening to what you and I are just talking about.
Well, what would be one important message to give people to make a change in their life?
I would say come back home to Mother Nature. She's waiting for you. And Mother Nature is not angry. She doesn't punish us with disease. Disease is really only a wake-up call to come back home and start again. And you would be surprised. I've had people with years and years of chronic and acute conditions, and within days and weeks, they are surprised at how much Mother Nature loves us and blesses us once we start living according to her intelligence and laws. So come back home to health is what I would say, Christina.
And that even includes just being out of nature.
Oh, yes. You know, the ancient Japanese had this ritual of like called forest bathing, where they would sit in the forest and let the trees bathe them with their higher consciousness. And all enlightened beings from Lao Tzu to Buddha to, you know, to my own teacher, grandfather, I feel like they all became enlightened and awake to their true healthy nature in nature. I have, you know, stories in the book of Ayan Baba, my teacher, walking to the river every day and spending time by the river in the early morning. And all of this time in nature helps us connect to a higher, pristine vibration away from the noise and the fear and the chaos of our human-created mess. And then renewed, we can come back and fall in love with marigolds or roses or any of these things that are really medicine men and women in our garden. And I talk about it in my book. I teach you how to create healing bathtubs and gargles and face packs. And I'm not here talking about trying to promote my book because it's already a huge bestseller and it's continuing to be one. I'm here telling you that don't give up hope. That's what I want to share, Christina, through your platform. Thank you for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we still have a couple more minutes to talk. And I think one of the things that we're talking about is about self-care. And so many times people kind of give up. You have a chronic disease, and you know, you can even see it in people. They carry that. It's almost like that belief, I am disease. And yeah. that going back to self-care and loving yourself one step at a time to create that health, that is not impossible. I mean, some of the stories that you share in your book, that they sound that person probably bought into the woman who had the colitis, thinking that she's going to have that for the rest of her life and not being able to go anywhere and live in her parents' home. That's pretty hopeless. And to discover something and within a year be healthy, in many of our minds that seems so impossible. And so it's a real gift that you're sharing us to look at how we can take steps to bring back to that birthright of health that we have, as you said in the beginning, that I am health. Even just saying that to yourself every day, to wake up and say, I am health, rather than saying, I am this disease. We do that so much. Don't you see that a lot? Like, people walk around like, I am my disease.
Right. And somebody had to champion health. I mean, our health systems are really, you know, systems for chronicling and tackling disease. There's nobody really talking about health. And even the generation of Ayurveda books out there talk about disease management through Ayurveda. And somebody had to do it, and I found myself alone when I first started talking about it, but because my teacher was so exceptional and out of the box. But now I'm not alone because I've graduated now, you know, practitioners from my own school who are teaching this, and there's miracles everywhere. This is a spiritual medicine. This is not ordinary medicine, and this is looking at a much deeper potential that we can activate, and we don't have to go up Mount Everest and meditate or, you know, or chant for like 10 years to make that happen. We can do that right now and craft health in our backyards and in our kitchens and in our bedrooms with this ancient tried and tested knowledge. So, you know, I guess, probably that's what I did. I mean, I took a year sabbatical to write this book because I felt like, oh my God, you know, this is important and it needs to get out there. And, you know, not every Ayurveda book, I'm sorry, will do that justice because it will just catch you into saying to you, oh yeah, you're pitta or you're like a fiery energy or you're air energy and here's how to fix it. And instead of fix-it medicine, I want celebration medicine.
Yeah, that's so great. Well, we're gonna have to close our show now. I'm sorry, you have so much wisdom to share. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and for writing your book, Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom. Everybody check that out. And check out our website, acharyashunya.com. And yeah, this has been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I'm Chris Stainis, the founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation, and I just want to remind people coming up soon is this next Monday is our benefit dinner, September 18th. It's called The Tree of Life, Celebrating Our Cultural Diversity. We're having a speaker, Anila Afzali, who's founder of the executive director of the American Muslim Empowerment Network. She's going to speak on American and Muslim, a woman's experience. You can purchase tickets at womanofwisdom.org. And that is being held in Seattle at the Riveter up in Capitol Hill. And also check out my book. It's in Kindle form. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's all about exploring the divine feminine. And so we have to say our close now. I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.